Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. This episode is going to be about the Berlin Wall and how it changed the world. So, after Germany had lost the war, World War II, Russia and America and the Allies, split it up. So the Allies got West Germany, and USSR, Soviet Union, or nowadays Russia, got East Germany. I keep mixing those up, sorry about that. Soviet Union's East Germany, Allies West Germany. Okay, anyway, also in East Germany was the capital of Berlin, and they split that up too. They split that up into two sections, West Germany, West Berlin, and East Berlin. Anyway, then the USSR, or the Soviet Union, just one day just put up this big wall, right? So no one was allowed in or out of the East Berlin, which means that the West Berlin, people can't see their families in East Berlin, stuff like that. So it was a big thing. People tried to like escape. Some people actually did. There were some crazy stories of what happened, but some people just died trying to get across it or just stayed there. So this went on for like 30 years, where the Soviet Union was controlling this area of Berlin, and they were just not letting anyone cross it, okay? So, then, there was a bunch of communist leaders in the Soviet Union past these 30 years. So, it was Joseph Stalin, and there were a couple others, maybe one or two, three, maybe. I'm not sure exactly how many. But then came the reign of this guy. His name was Gorbachev. Now, also going on right now was a Russian/US Cold War, which means that Russia was threatening to destroy U.S. with missiles, and so the U.S. was starting to destroy Russia with missiles, and they kept just building and building missiles, and stockpiling it up, and kept threatening each other. Not many people actually died from, like, this war. It was more like a war of smarts and stuff. So, anyway, Gorbachev put an end to this Cold War. He helped end this Cold War. And then he starts... And then he makes the rule that the Berlin Wall. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he made his rule, and in that rule, the Berlin Wall fell down. And so, all these people got on it, top of it. West Berlin, East Berlin, just got on top of it because they wanted to see their family and stuff. Like, I'm not saying East Berlin was worse or West Berlin was like the poor people, but both of them wanted to see their family, so they both got on. They started breaking down the wall and the people weren't able to do anything about it because it was illegal to shoot any of these people, so they didn't have, confirmation. So, as well as this changed the world because it marked the destruction of communism in Europe. And, I mean, there was a dictator called... His name was Nicola, I think, and he was in Romania, and he was the last communist reigns for Europe. So then we come to 1991. Then the USSR breaks up into 15 separate countries, and the country that it becomes is Russia, and that has adopted the white, blue, and red flag. So the Berlin Wall marked the end of the Cold War, marked the end of communism in Europe, marked all this good stuff. So, I'm really excited, guys, because guess what? I'm on Apple Podcasts now. So, that means that I can see all the 5-star reviews you guys give me, because I'm not logged into Spotify yet. So, just give me a couple days, people who are requesting stuff on Spotify. I'll be on in a couple days to check out what's happening, if there's already anyone watching on Spotify. But Apple Podcast, I'm ready. You guys give me as much stuff as you can. Please, 5-star reviews. Best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Remember, this isn't scripted, so sorry if I muttered a tiny bit or messed up my words, but thank you for listening, and bye!